Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ohio sports destination.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I hate him, too.
Right.
I couldn't stand him before, and I can't stand him now.
All right. So, I mean,
I hate everyone. That's the skinny.
That's, I think, where this all ends up. Who do you like on TV right now?
I like people who aren't on TV, who just take their money and go away. That's what I like.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Bone is out. Timmy's here. Teddy's here. How you doing, boys?
Oh, man. Oh, Teddy. Good to be with you guys today.
I was inspired last night, Timmy. Couldn't sleep.
Oh, boy.
It was one of those nights. Couldn't sleep. Decided not to fight it. Got up, poured myself a glass of Uncle Bo's favorite cough syrup.
Oh, beautiful.
Sat down at the old computer.
So we're talking late night or early morning?
Late, all of it.
All the above.
All the above.
Slept for a couple hours, maybe.
Didn't even get that.
Ooh, that sucks.
It was a bad night.
Al Pacino, Insomniac.
Hoo-ah!
Oh,
what are you going to do?
Robin Williams acting crazy.
Now, let's not. So I decided to compose a little ditty.
Oh, you did?
A little song. Well, I was thinking about you, Timmy, as I often do, laying in bed, looking at the ceiling
fan. I know.
Waiting for sweet death to come, and it hasn't come yet. But I think about you, and I was thinking about when you were a Ute, how your family moved out to Utah.
Why were you thinking about that?
I don't know, because I think about my friends all the time. I was thinking about Teddy, too.
Yeah?
I was thinking about Teddy and being a Cowboy fan and going to, like, Crema Nut Company. he always goes there.
Yeah.
Right? What kind of nuts you like there, Teddy?
The pecans, you know, big on pecans.
What about a macadamia?
I love macadamia nuts as well.
Aren't they great?
I love the white macadamia nut cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
like a white chocolate?
White chocolate macadamia nut, right?
Great.
Delicious.
Beautiful.
Anyway, I was laying up thinking about you and your childhood trauma that you had in Utah.
Yes.
Because you've told this story many times where they just, the Mormon kids didn't accept you.
Yeah, the whites. Shockingly, their name, right? The twins, whose names were the Whites. Yes. They didn't take to me.
They didn't take to you.
I'm a senior in high school. I'm out of place. I'm looking for friendship. I'm looking for companionship. I'm just wanting to try to get through this last year of high school, trying to make friends, and they didn't want to talk to me.
I will say that, you know, I've known you for a long time. Eager Timmy can be a bit...
Overzealous?
A bit much.
Overbearing?
Yeah, just a bit much.
I know it. You know? I push too far.
You do.
I push too much, and then, you know, my big yapper, I just wind up pushing the people that I love away.
So, I was inspired by this. I made a song about you.
Yes.
I don't know whether to play it now or later or tease it or... I mean, what's the professional radio thing to do?
I think you should make
them
wait till 3:20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give people enough time to
prepare
get
themselves
home quickly and then turn off the radio. Thank God.
Yeah, and to, you know, call people, you know, wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
Wake the kids, yeah.
Why are the kids sleeping at 3:05? I don't know.
They're just getting off the school bus. I mean, maybe they're, I don't know, does the school end at 3:05 or 3:25? I have a son that's in school, but I'm never around between the hours of noon and 6 p.m., so I don't really know.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
Play right? On the bus. Come on, bus drivers.
All right, Timmy's song coming up in moments. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:34. Degenerate Timmy. Timmy will help you win money at 4:48. Crew lose to Miami last night.
Yeah.
It was the perfect nightmare.
How about that show?
Superstar did superstar things.
Yep.
You know, people came to see Messi, and he delivered. Two goals for him. Bad officiating.
Yep.
Which seems to be the norm.
No red card given for them.
When it comes to watching soccer. And you know what? The Crew were bad too. Terrible defensive gaffes leading to goals that shouldn't have been scored. So Miami clinches the Supporters' Shield. They're the best team point-wise in Major League Soccer, and all their fans and the league itself will be all excited about that. But I think what this proves to the Crew is, you know, they've lost now three times to Miami this year. Right? Is that right?
I think it is, yeah.
I think Bones said, yeah, three times to Miami this year. If you're going to win it all, you probably have to go through them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to have to go to their place if somebody else doesn't get them first.
Look, obviously you want to perform better, but what are you going to do when Lionel Messi is going to throw in set pieces like that? That's pretty difficult, right? And you've got a penalty kick from Cucho that one doesn't work out for you. I mean, come on. What? Maybe this one wasn't supposed to happen.
It wasn't.
Last night,
it just ain't one of them.
Something was going against you. The mood, it just wasn't right. And regular season, okay. Obviously, you got to perform. You want to win that shield. You want to be there. But we know that this is a franchise that when they get hot and when it is time to put up or shut up, they have been really, really good lately. So they always say that, right? You don't want to beat a team too many times in the regular season. You see them again when it counts for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a little bit on the nervous side. I speak of as an Orioles fan the last 2 years when they have been a division champ and they had a home wild card series. Hasn't done much for them. You know, I'd rather be the Tigers, who are getting hot late in the regular season. They go on the road and just kick the Astros right out of there.
Who had a better season? Your team, the Baltimore Orioles, that made the postseason, scored a total of one run
in two games
and is out after two games. Yeah. They lost both games at home.
Yeah.
Or my team that lost 121 games.
I'd rather be...
No one's going to forget my team, Timmy.
I'd rather be your White
Sox. That's right. Your team's already forgotten.
Yeah, this sucks.
That's right. If you're going to be bad, you be the worst.
It is just a painful thing. I know they were both one-run games, speaking of the Orioles, but now it's just the fact that they've lost 10 in a row in the playoffs, and they're getting to the postseason after really good years and just losing, and they're barely even putting up runs that they pitched well, and their young, talented hitting just completely vanishes. It's really painful. Between my son cheering for the Bengals, a nice orange and black team, and me for the Orioles, a nice orange and black team, it's a lot of pain. A lot of pain that goes into that, being a sports fan.
I was watching the Crew game last night, and at the same time, I was talking to good old Uncle Bo Bishop on the phone.
Oh, nice.
Bo and I, about once a month, we pour each of us pours a glass of adult beverage.
Sure.
And we call the other one, and we gossip about all of you.
So it was a nice first Friday. It was a Wednesday night.
Yeah, we talk about all of you and things that we can't stand.
Perfect.
That was a good 45-minute conversation.
I bet it was.
You know?
I bet it was.
And we were watching the game together, so we were groaning, because while we were on the phone with each other, they went down 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I hung up with him, they started to come back.
And Bo said, oh, buddy, let me tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of oh, buddies on that call. A
lot of gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
You came up quite a bit.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Great. Hopefully all bad things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Teddy came up, too.
Good.
Teddy's secret VCR porn stash came up.
Oh, okay.
You and Hideki Matsui.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I get how Ted doesn't want to get rid of it. The throwbacks.
I thought you were saying porn like stash, like a mustache. So I was like, oh, well, did I have a mustache? The porn stash.
You had a waterbed.
I did.
I assume at some point you had a mustache.
No, I can't really grow much facial hair. I'm not great.
You big robe guy, Ted?
No, but I should, right? I should have the robe and the slippers and the pipe and all that, right?
Silken robe.
Silk, yeah. Yes. Just the robe.
No, I don't take him for a silk robe guy. I take him for a velvet robe.
No, I don't like
that. Yeah, maybe a silk sash, a bit but of a velvet robe.
Hey, I'm just just saw before the show, because I follow all these like cooking things on Instagram.
My Instagram feed
is cooking and boobs.
You know what? I need to get into some of the food algorithms again.
You just have the boobs.
No, it's Ace. Some of that. But it's mostly
you're
Ace.
You're sending me the Paige Spiranak. I like how you send it to me like I don't already see it.
What's the harm? You send me Livy Dunn. Yes.
I've seen it, but you send it anyway.
What's the harm in just having it sent directly to you? That way it's marked somewhere. You go to the messages, you can pull her up real quick.
But I saw something on one of these recipe sites. It's something that we all should be doing, but we all don't do. And that is milking your corn.
What?
Just the terminology creeps me out. You're supposed to milk your corn. You cook your corn. You shuck it. You soak. You cook it, right? Then you take it off the cob. Then you put those corn kernels in like a dishcloth and you squeeze it out.
What?
Yes. And the juice, the essence that comes from the corn, that's your corn milk. And then you use that in other recipes.
Okay.
It's a sweet little twist to put in new recipes. But the term itself, I want you to go home tonight. I want you to look at Sarah. I want you to say, honey, how was your day? Also, tonight, we're going to milk the corn. See what she says.
What are you talking about, babe?
No, we're going to milk the corn tonight.
We're going to make this corn. But does it take away? Does it detract from the actual corn when I milk the corn?
Oh, you can't use the corn then. The corn is just for milking.
It's no good after
that. No, it's no good.
You're taking those corn kernels. I don't know if I could ever do that.
You're squeezing the essence of the corn.
Whatever I'm going to use that corn milk for, it is not worth actually cooking a delicious ear of corn and then slicing. I love to slice the corn right off of the cob. I won't do frozen corn or canned corn if we're doing like a nice fresh salsa. Well,
canned
it's
corn,
just got to be sliced off the cob.
Frozen corn, though, I don't really taste that much of a difference.
Oh, please.
With the frozen corn.
Please.
I don't.
Stop. Yes, you do.
All right, I want you to go home. Everybody tonight, little experiment. Go home, milk your corn. Not that corn. Oh, YouTube's yelling at me now. They're going to get you just for that.
You think?
You've been kicked off YouTube.
It's not good enough. No, that's not good enough.
Milk the corn. All right, I have my Timmy song coming up next. Plus, we'll talk some Buckeye basketball and erectile dysfunction. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slowdown due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at 270, and expect some slow traffic on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize their award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
No filler guests, no intelligence, and most of the time, no sports. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, sometimes life happens. Maybe you're watching the Crew game last night and you're all upset, and then your wife or girlfriend or streetwalker looked at you and you said, I'm sorry, a pee-pee no worky. That's where my friends at Tri-State Men's Health come in. They will help that pee-pee worky. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some treatments can even having you last an hour or more.
My God.
So you do what you want for 58 seconds.
And you have 58 minutes to spare and do activities.
Tri-State Men's Health.
You can milk the corn after that.
Milk the corn. That's right. Really shock that corn. Shock it. Can I finish my read? Tri-State Men's Health has 6 locations, including 2 here in Colombo, Hilliard, and Westerville. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And they'll shuck and milk your corn. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
All right, you finished the read. Was there not, think Thad Matta, what was the nickname of his high school? He played at Hoopston, I think was his town in Illinois.
Wasn't it the Corn Jerkers?
I think yes. They're the Corn Jerkers.
Corn Jerkers.
Yeah. How is that how do they make that nickname?
Well, I mean, you're out in the fields and
you're jerking
corn. You harvest the corn, you jerk the corn.
That's a term that they actually use in the farm countries.
Yeah.
Any farmers out there? Can you back that up?
We got a lot of farmers who listen.
I know there are.
Especially this time of year. It's like harvest time. You're probably on the big combine listening.
Wow. So tell me about the corn jerkers, if that's a real term, and tell me if farmersonly.com works and what stories you have from that.
All right. Preseason Big Ten basketball poll.
Oh, yeah,
this is
baby.
From the media. Buckeyes come in at number 8, which, you know, sounds about right to me.
It's a bigger conference now, too, right?
There's 18 teams. So here's what the media says. They have Purdue, number 1. Indiana, 2. UCLA, newcomer, 3. Illinois, 4. Michigan State, 5. Oregon, 6. Rutgers, 7. Then Ohio State, 8. The odd thing is Ohio State got 1 first place vote. Look, you can be the most optimistic Buckeye fan in the world, but who is looking at this Buckeye roster saying, yes, I know right now I'm giving them my first place vote? The answer
is one guy,
Tyler Tachman, who covers Iowa for the Des Moines Register.
There we go.
He apparently is a big Buckeye believer.
Tyler is a Buckeye believer. And look, most of those teams that you mentioned, that makes sense. And like, this is an interesting Buckeye basketball roster that I feel like we've said this in a lot of years, too. And this is going to be the challenge for Jake Diebler, where when you look at these guys on paper, and if the development happens the way that you're planning and the way that you're envisioning it, you could have a really good team. That's a pretty lock steady top 25 team if they grab some of those early wins. To me, I saw that John Rothstein, who is the big CBS college basketball guy, he's been doing visits around campuses, and he spent the day in Columbus yesterday, so saw their team. And we know that Michi Johnson and Bruce Thornton, they're the known commodities, right? The backcourt, the starters look pretty good. But if you're going to get something out of Quez Glover, who maybe not a lot of people know of, he transferred to K-State but was hurt and didn't play there. But this was a 17 to 20 point per game guy at Samford. And if he's healthy, mark my words, he's going to be a player. He's going to come off the bench and give good minutes and give you some good stuff. But if they have a true freshman in Juni Mobley, and he is going to be as hot as what Rothstein saw in practice and what some people in Columbus think he's going to be, hitting outside shots, hitting shots off the dribble, really giving good minutes, then you're talking. Then you're talking. And it really, to me, hinges on their front court. If the 5-star high school recruits, Bradshaw and Sean Stewart, if they reach their potential, this could be a very good basketball team.
This is why I like you being in here. Because you could just throw that on me. It makes me happy.
I hope
to know that you're over there, you're scouting things, you're keeping us all informed.
Don't misconstrue it, though. I'm not sitting here banking on this being a Sweet 16 team. I'm not doing that. They've got to earn it. They've got to show that.
What's your ceiling for this team in the conference? The media picked them 8th.
I would say the ceiling would be top 3.
Okay.
Compete. Be competitive.
All right.
Because these rosters, it's not just Ohio State's roster that changes a lot, right? This is happening all over college basketball. It's about what you lose and then what can you get right back in the transfer portal. We just don't know a whole lot about Bradshaw and Stewart when they are relied upon. But I like what their templates are. And seeing Sean Stewart up close, he's a 6'9 guy with an incredible wingspan. He can put his chin up at the rim and almost look into it.
No, I'm excited about the size and the paint. I'm excited that, you know, Jake Diebler said they're going to try and play really fast. you know, which we really haven't seen for a while.
Think Alabama style
right.
of basketball.
And I'm excited
recently.
About that. And, you know, I like the guard play on this team. The one caveat that I have is, are you going to have that consistent outside shot?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, you got those big monsters in the middle that you can utilize, and they'll become even more monstrous if you have people who they respect to hit the outside shot.
Bruce Juni, as I just said, is going to hit that. Michi Johnson, of course.
Is Bruce going
to
hit that?
He's going to be able to hit that. Bruce is going to hit threes.
Okay.
He's going to get a little more consistent hitting the three.
Want to play my song now?
Oh, baby.
I was up last night. I was thinking about Timmy's childhood move to the state of Utah and how it didn't work out. And this inspired me to write a little bit of a like a rockabilly country song. You know, something if you were
nice.
Listening to in the car while you're out west.
We're going out west to Utah.
Driving out west. Here's a little ditty about Timmy and his stay in Utah.
Nice clean boy moves to Utah, tries to meet new friends. The LDS kids are very cautious, he tries not to offend. The nice clean boy is a bit of a talker, he comes on way too strong. The Utah lads need a bit of a buffer, the nice clean boy don't belong. Oh Timmy, you simply don't fit in. Oh Timmy, your skin is just too thin. Oh, Timmy, won't you shut your mouth? Oh, Timmy, move back to the south. They put pastrami on their burgers. Those Utah folks are strange. Caffeine's bad, but guns are good. It's hard to make this change. The nice clean boy has a famous neighbor. His name is Jerry Sloan. The Utah kids don't like the black folk unless it's Carl Malone. Oh, Timmy, you simply don't fit in. Oh, Timmy, your skin is just too thin. Oh, Timmy, won't you shut your mouth? Oh, Timmy, move back to the south. The nice clean boy grows up to be a Buckeye radio star. Spends his days shopping at the Sam's Club. His time in Utah leaves a scar. Loves to play a game of ping pong, a silver chain on his chest. Wears his watch on his right hand, but jerks with the left. Oh, Timmy, you simply don't fit in. Oh, Timmy, your skin is just too thin. Oh, Timmy, won't you shut your mouth? Oh, Timmy, move back to the south.
Tell me that didn't get you in the mood to drive out to Utah.
Oh, man.
Have a pastrami burger.
That's, you got a lot of that. There's a lot of accuracy in that song. It's kind of strange.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slow-moving traffic on westbound 161 between New Albany Road and Hamilton Road. And watch for an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 670 at 71 that's causing some holdup. And we also have an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 71 at 270 on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by Able Roof. Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how we doing, guys?
I have a question for you before we start. Have you ever milked your corn before?
Oh, boy. Am I going to get fired?
No.
I have no idea how to answer this question. I'm going to say no.
I follow America's Test Kitchen on Instagram for, like, you know, recipes and stuff. And they said we should be milking our corn. You cook the corn, and then you put it in, like, a cheesecloth or something. You squeeze out all the corn essence, and that becomes corn milk for you to use in other recipes for a touch of sweetness. And I just wanted to know how common this was.
Yeah, that way you learn something every day. It wasn't what I thought you were going to, but that's great.
I want you to go home tonight. I want you to look at your wife and just say, "Hey, honey, let's milk the corn."
I bet Matt Rhule does, right?
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz would have been a good authority on that potentially. Those are some good questions for those guys.
Greg Schiano looks like a good corn milker. His team is undefeated. Rutgers, they beat Washington on Friday night. How seriously do we take Rutgers here?
Well, speaking of the food thing, Greg Schiano describes his team as ham and egging it quite a bit so far to me yesterday. And what he's saying is, listen, we're not a dominant team in many ways, but we don't hurt ourselves. Like, we're letting the opponent lose the game and we're getting those wins. And you saw that last week against Washington, a team that outgained Rutgers, that maybe looked a little bit more talented in certain spots, but Rutgers is walking out of their stadium with a victory. And they're not a highly penalized team. They're not a highly a team that turns the ball over. They've taken it away from their opponents, and they're going to have to do that on Saturday. You know, he was very concerned, Greg Schiano, about the weather in Lincoln, which may get into the high 90s around kickoff, and so they're really going to have to endure that heat and get through it. And be able to keep pace with Nebraska. So this is going to be, I think Rutgers' biggest test of the season against the Huskers.
Yeah, I think I heard Matt Rhule open his press conference this week just lauding Greg Schiano, and he had a line about, I won at Temple, so guys that have won a place like that, he's winning at Rutgers. It's pretty special. Adam, another team with a new coach that performed well at a different level, Cignetti at Indiana. Indiana undefeated right now, beating Maryland 42-28. Same thing with the Hoosiers. Do you think they are for real? They've got a favorable schedule coming up.
Yeah, I do. I think that the explosiveness on offense is not just a 1 or 2 week thing. And you could even see it last week, a game where they came out a little bit sloppy, turned the ball over early in that contest. And they're just so strong with their explosive ability. Curtis Rourke at quarterback and Surratt at receiver and some of those other players. Well, clearly this system, whatever Kirk Cignetti and his staff are doing, is really putting these opponents on their heels. Now we'll see if some of the better Big Ten defenses will be able to poke holes in what they're what Indiana's doing. Northwestern's not a bad defense this week, but it's been really impressive to see not just that they're winning, but how they're winning with offense and a lot of fireworks.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg here on the Fan. So Michigan makes their first big trip out west. They will play Washington. This is the NBC game on Saturday night. And I think Washington's favored in this game by 2.5. Are you surprised, given that we just saw the Huskers lose to Rutgers? Or is the distance, is it the lack of passing game for Michigan? Why aren't people believing in this Wolverine team right now?
Well, I think it's all of that. I mean, they were very close to losing the game against Minnesota last week. I think if that game goes another 10 minutes, they might lose, or if the onside kick is officiated correctly, they might end up losing that game. They're still limited, like you said, from a passing standpoint. They aren't as dominant defensively as they were last couple of years. And again, Washington's a team that doesn't have the scoring to show for it, but has been pretty strong offensively. Will Rogers at quarterback is the type of player who can give Michigan some trouble. And, historically, Eastern time teams going to the West Coast just haven't done well. It's obviously a story that will be in play next week at Ohio State going out to Oregon. So I think this is going to be a very close game, and it wouldn't shock me at all. Just given talking to the Washington folks this week, they really feel like they could and should be 5-0. They're due for a win like this.
Adam, from people that you talk to and sources you trust, what's the word on Luke Fickell right now at Wisconsin through the first season and change?
Yeah, it's not great. Again, I think a lot of the tension there seems to be around the offensive philosophy, which, as you guys know, is dramatically different from what they've done historically. You know, Luke wanted to hire Phil Longo when he was back at Cincinnati, and Phil was at Ole Miss, and he didn't get that chance. He jumped at the opportunity this time, and it just hasn't panned out, that system just being so different from what they're used to doing. A lot of transfers. It just doesn't feel like the typical Wisconsin program. Now, if they don't beat Purdue, and they'd be beating Purdue pretty much every year since they played since the early 2000s, then you really have to sound some alarm bells, because this is not a good Purdue team, a team that Wisconsin has handled even when it hasn't been at its best. But it seems like a very tense moment right now early on in Luke Fickell's tenure. And from talking to people around the Big Ten, there's just concern that that system, even though it certainly has worked elsewhere, will never work at Wisconsin.
Adam, enjoy milking the corn later. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll let you know how it goes. Thanks, guys.
Please do. Keep me abreast of all the corn milking. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. You brought up Wisconsin and Luke Fickell there, where, you know, the fans were very excited when he took that job.
Yeah.
Right?
He deserved a job like that.
I didn't say he didn't.
No, I know you're not saying that, but we thought that was a good spot for him to take over a program like
that. I know
that
the Badger fans were ecstatic. And look, we're just a year and change into it, but everything that's been promised so far hasn't really come true. And you just wonder, when is that honeymoon period going to end, if it hasn't already?
It's what Adam just said, that little point he made right at the end of the call, is what has me right now. Do you have to always play a certain style of football at a place like that? And I know, like, you'd like to think that you can break the seal and take recruiting to a different level. Maybe there's going to be more of a time commitment or a need for him to get the right types of players in there. But then again, as competitive as this conference is going to be, maybe you're always going to struggle to get those kinds of athletes at Wisconsin. But they've sure had a system, and they've sure had a style of play defensively and running the football developing great linemen.
I think that's a little bit of a cop-out, though. Look, I can understand that argument if we're talking about Iowa. Because, you know, Iowa City and Madison are two different places. You know, Madison's a smaller town, but it's a hopping town. I know I sound like I'm a million years old. I'll tell you what.
Let's go to the sock
hop. You can jump and jive in Madison. Things are going on in Madison.
They got a great bar scene there.
They got a good nightlife, good bar scene. There's things to do. There's people to lay.
Let's go.
I mean,
we can hop in that car and be in Milwaukee in about 2 hours.
You can't tell
me. Let's go.
Oh, we can recruit in Lincoln, but we can't recruit in Madison? That makes no sense.
Yeah, it's not that they're not recruiting. Maybe that wasn't the right way to put it. I mean, but you have to admit, they're not ever recruiting at the same level that Ohio State is.
No, and they're never going to.
They're not going to. But clearly, there already was a recipe to reach a certain level of success at Wisconsin. Maybe it's just the way that Luke is trying to do it might not work. They could switch it up in another way from what it always was with Barry Alvarez and Paul Christ. But it's still early in year two. But I understand college football is now, and this conference is not getting any less competitive. And so it's going to be tough to fight for one of those top five spots in a given year.
One of my favorite things to do on a daily basis is annoy Timmy. And I'll do that next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident that's on southbound 270's off-ramp to I-70. On the west outer belt, traffic is moving slow from Roberts Road. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 after Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Bone is out. Timmy's here. Teddy's here. I'm here.
Hi, man.
Hi. Milk the corn. That's what we learned this weekend. Or that's what we learned today. That's an actual culinary term. Corn milking.
Have you done it?
No, I just saw this earlier. This is like when I heard the term sex the wolf puppies.
No.
When I was watching the zoo show, and they're like, the new wolf puppies are born. We got to go sex the wolf puppies.
We have to sex the wolf puppies.
And then milk the corn.
What is that with the wolf puppies?
Determine what sex they are. They pick them up.
Why they say that?
They look at them.
We sex them.
Pee-pee, no pee-pee.
Why don't they say, why don't we check the gender?
I don't know what to tell you. What? Sex the wolf puppies and milk the corn.
That's a band.
PGA's Jay Monahan. You have to explain this to me. How is this guy still the commissioner of the PGA?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, for the last
two years,
it has been a total and complete disaster. The way everything with LIV has been handled, the agreement that has never become an agreement to merge the two together after talking about them like they're the Death Star for the better part of a year. I don't understand. And he has no respect of any of the golfers who play on the PGA Tour. How is Jay Monahan still a thing?
I don't know. The only thing that it could have to do with is the agreements that they had with the PIF, which we still don't really know much about, right? Because we've been talking about...
Well, there is no agreement. That's the thing.
But they've been talking about agreements. Remember, they've had these... They've broke into, you know, TV shows and taken over the news and talked about the alliance and how they're going to merge, but there's no merging.
There's no agreement, but I saw today that Jay Monahan is playing golf with the Saudis.
And Rory's out there, too.
And Rory's out there.
In Scotland.
Rory's talking about how, you know, they're could be something in place by the end of the year. Do you believe it, number one? And Teddy, I want your take on this too, because you're a big golf guy. Do you believe that we'll finally see something put down on paper and implemented, not just ideas? And if so, what does it look like?
I think we are going to get to a point where we see the guys that defected to LIV, they will be allowed to play in some PGA Tour events. I think they're going to get to that point. I don't know what the exact format looks like, other than that it's going to be like what Greg Norman was always shooting off at the mouth about, and that these guys could be free agents and fill out their own schedules and choose to play wherever they wanted to play. So,
but you think the LIV product will continue?
No. You didn't let me get to that.
I'm sorry.
I think their product will probably stay, and then they'll have an opportunity. Some of those guys that are already playing in LIV Golf will be able to play in some other PGA Tour events as well. I wish that it wouldn't go to that. That's not what my hope is. And I heard Rory talking about it, where golf's going to be unified here at some point. And Teddy, you can jump in. The whole thing has really made me sick. I wish the only thing that would happen is that LIV keeps trying to go on with whatever they think they're doing and whatever stamp or imprint they're making on the game. And the people in the PGA Tour and the players that stayed, they just keep going along with their own business.
Yeah, I think they do reach an agreement as well. And it will be, maybe these live players get to play in some of the like elevated events on the PGA Tour that they have now.
We've got, what, eight of them now per season. The Memorial is one of them.
Yeah. They'll get to keep their live tour because they kind of wanted that, you know, a schedule that doesn't have to play in all the events, but they wanted to play in a little bit more so on the PGA Tour, and that way they could get their world championship points so they can get the world rankings and they can play in the international tournaments. So I think they do work it out, but I wish they could, like Tim said, you know, all just come together like it used to be, but that's not how it is. And maybe this is a little closer to that.
Maybe I take that back. Maybe I don't think that the LIV can continue on because it just sucks so much. They're going to look at that. They're going to look at the YouTube numbers. What could they have expected, though? How is something supposed to be dropped out of the sky and it's going to go up against a format and a framework that has existed since what? I mean, the 50s?
But Timmy.
Before?
There's DJs.
Right.
And John Rahm can wear shorts.
What are we doing?
Yes, I see your inner thigh.
We can make that change on the PGA Tour if they all want it so bad. I assume that's the type of change you can live with. All right, guys, on Thursdays and Fridays, we can wear a Hawaiian shirt and shorts, okay? Like, that, if that's what you want to do. And Saturdays and Sundays, we're going to wear Dom Tiberi's favorite kind of Adidas Climalight pants. That's what we're going to do. But no, the LIV product sucks so much. I take that back. I don't know if they can make something where that still remains, because it's just, I mean, even John Rahm talking out of both sides of his mouth. He said at one point he would never do that. And golf to me is four rounds. There's the cut in the middle. Then right after that, the money came. He's like, oh, you know what? Forget what I said. And then wait a few months, he's flipping right back to,
he already took the money.
Wish we were playing bigger events and wish we were having cuts in four events and could get some world golf points for this.
Here's the question that I have, though. For the golfers that did stay loyal to the PGA, if under this new agreement you have the LIV guys coming in and playing pretty much whatever tournament they want, getting a chance to double dip, they got their money from LIV, right? That's not going away. They're still going to get their cash, and they'll be able to compete for, you know, PGA points. Will the loyal PGA guys say, well, what the hell?
What the hell is this? They should, right?
Whereas
they
should. I should have jumped then.
Well, they said that there's supposed to be a surplus or this money that's sitting there that's going to go to these PGA Tour players. Now, I don't know how that's going to be, you know, divvied up. I don't know how much that is, but that is part of these negotiations, that there is some money coming to these guys, the tour that stuck around.
If you are getting PIF involved, why the hell wouldn't there be some gigantic influx of cash for all the guys that didn't take it, if you're going to allow them to be part of your structure of the sport?
Exactly.
That at the very least should happen. But the whole thing, you have annoyed me. The whole thing has completely sucked.
Ryan Day with his radio show today. You will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to run into a slowdown due to an accident on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at 71. Traffic is moving slowly from Westerville, and we have a 20-minute delay due to another accident that's on southbound 270's off-ramp to I-70 on the west outer belt. And you're going to hit a couple-minute slowdown on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Judy Justice. A new era begins, and she's just getting started. Judy Justice. Check your local listing to watch Judy Justice out now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Bone is out today. Timmy's here. Teddy's here. I'm here.
You're a man.
I'm a man. The Raiders now say they will consider
trading Davante Adams.
Oh, baby.
What a shock. Jets and Saints are two rumored teams.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Browns name floated. Stop it. Patrick Laine's hurt again. It's a knee sprain, expected to miss 2 to 3 months.
Ouch. That's...
Look, there are just some guys that are prone to injury. It's not anything he's doing. I'm not saying, toughen up! I'm not saying that.
Yeah, it's tough to blame somebody.
I'm not blaming him.
Reasonable injury.
But, you know, some guys can roll out of bed and take certain hits and their body responds. Other guys sprain their knee and they're out for 2 to 3 months. Or, you know, take a skate blade to someplace and they're out. Just seems to always happen to certain guys. Patrick Laine is just going to be one of those guys.
Yeah, and he's right there with his new team now, ready to have a fresh start. And then this is what hits him to start the season.
What did I tease? Oh, Ryan Day show today. Ryan Day radio show today. He was talking to Paul and Jim over at the Woody.
I was out there.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was hanging out there today. I've never done that before.
Just being a fly on the wall?
Sort of a fly on the wall. I am going to have to run that broadcast next week. And when I mean run the broadcast...
Screw it up?
Screw it up. Make sure it's off the air. Basically, skip Mossack's portion of the job.
Come on, Timmy, can you run it for me?
Skip, I'm going to do the best I can.
Timmy, you run it for me. You know, what are you going to do?
I know I'm screwing up the cords, Skip.
I got to go to Disney World.
So they got to leave for Oregon a day ahead. So somebody's got to be there. So I kind of saw the lay of the land, saw how it went, how to hook everything up. And then I just stayed and listened to the show.
They got to leave for Oregon a day ahead. What are they going, Stagecoach?
Oregon Trail.
Why does it take so long?
Yeah, and Colin's going with them, so I have to be back here that day. So it will be Timmy and I will be running that broadcast.
You had a problem with them leaving on Thursday?
Well, but obviously the team's not leaving then because Ryan Day is going to be doing this show.
Well, yes, that is accurate.
So why do
Paul and Jim, but some of the guys that are going to run the event, run the broadcast, they're getting out there so they could go to the stadium. They've never seen this setup before.
It's a value jet. You know, yes. Value train, actually.
Value jet.
No.
They're gone,
Teddy. What's the best airline? What is that, Spirit, where they don't even have seats? You just hold onto the bars.
Up above. It's like the monorail.
The beverage cart just clangs around. Try not to get hit. Try not to get taken out by the beverage cart. That's the game.
All right, Ryan Day today. Ryan Day show. He was talking about how he wants the crowd to have an impact on Iowa at the line of scrimmage. Oh, crap. See?
Uh-oh.
This is what I do.
Uh-oh, you're in a queue.
I know. Here you go.
One of the things that certainly can make a difference in this game with their style of play, they're under center, they use cadence, they change the cadence, they use a cadence to their advantage, and the louder that we can be in the stadium when they have the ball is a huge advantage for us. And so there are certain stadiums where, you know, when the other team's under center, they have to go to silent, even under center. If we can ever make that happen, that would be a huge advantage for our defensive line.
Please, Buckeye fans, please be loud. Disrupt their cadence.
Absolutely. We want you here.
Can I sleep in your bed?
What are you, Herlihy boying?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
With Coach Day right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you obviously want your fan base to be rabid. It's not going to be a night game type of situation where I think naturally you're just a little bit more cooked up. So I think he just wants to make sure they bring that juice for the 3:30 kick.
Big game.
Oh, the sun is down. I'm going to foam at the mouth now.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you excited to be there or not? You've been waiting. You've been tailgating. It's like, 3:30. Night game. Milk the corn.
Yes. I think you got it.
What happens to OSU? What is this? What happens if OSU struggles running early on? So Iowa's got the big front, okay? If you don't have success running the ball right away,
do you keep doing it?
What happens, Ryan Day?
The easy thing is, oh, yeah, just throw the ball. Well, it's not that easy. You know, they know what you're trying to do, too. So the style of play that they run, I mean, they know where their weaknesses are. They know where their strengths are. They know how teams are trying to attack them, and they have a plan for that. So we got to do a good job of, you know, getting our mix. And, you know, we got to make sure that, you know, we're winning the line of scrimmage and, you know, we're blocking all over the place and, you know, doing a great job of, you know, getting our pads down and running.
Now, did you go up to Ryan Day when you were there and say, Ryan Day, can you please sign my mini helmet?
No, I did not get a signed helmet.
No?
No. Although he probably doesn't know I wasn't here that day in the off season when he came in studio.
He knows you.
I don't know if he knows who you are.
Yes, he does. Everybody knows your face.
Try to stay in the background.
Either that or he's saying, why is Rachel Maddow hanging out?
Well, yes, it's political season, right? I'm trying to learn everything. I'm trying to cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
Thank you, Timmy. I'm excited for you to screw everything up next week.
I am too. You know what's going to be amazing?
Rashee Rice has been placed on IR. Chiefs wide receiver is going to be out for at least 4 games. And I saw that his mom is in trouble for being a porch pirate.
Did you see this?
Yeah, that's...
All right, so...
It's not what you want to be, Mike. A porch pirate. Ma, I'm in the NFL now.
TMZ Sports...
I can get you that blowtorch on Amazon.
...published a story yesterday regarding the allegation. They included a potentially incriminating video. The video allegedly shows Rice's mother, Marsha Kearney, walking down a hallway. The woman, who is wearing a custom Kansas City Chiefs number 4 jersey mm-hmm. that reads, Mama Rice,
Mama
on the back,
Rice,
eyes a package as she walks by a person's front door. The woman was holding a red party cup, solo cup, in her hand and then doubled back. Some noise could be heard on the video, which seems to be of the woman dragging the package over using her foot. The woman then bends over and can be seen walking away holding a package. The resident had purchased 2 limited edition Chapel Roan vinyls from Urban Outfitters. They tried resolving the issue with just her and the apartment building leasing office, but didn't have any luck. So now this person has turned things over to the police.
No arrests have been made.
Not yet.
Yeah, police did not release the names of those involved.
I'm going to say theft, bad. All right, avoid theft if you can.
You're against theft?
If you must steal, perhaps take your Mama Rice customized Chiefs jersey off before you do it. That's all.
I mean, why has the art of dressing in black with a mask on, why has that gone? That's the
you
best.
You really think thieves have just gotten lazy?
This is dumber than when me and my buddy put our names on the cassette tape that we wrote over in middle school. Like, just get us now. Send us straight to detention.
What do you mean,
we're being stupid.
Tape that you. What are you talking about?
I told you about this a month ago. We were being stupid.
I forget
what we were talking about, but there was a cassette recorder in the back of the class, and there was a cassette tape in it,
and we just hit the
record button and started just doing our act. We just started riffing.
This is Tim Hall.
And we said our names like idiots.
I live at 1234 Robin Hood Lane.
Exactly. So when they went to listen to Of Mice and Men on tape in the next class, we busted in there and took over the class for a while. You're wearing the Mama Rice jersey. You're eyeing the package, but you're also eyeing the camera. She's looking right into the camera. Wear a black suit. Wear a mask. I'm not condoning this, but that's how you would get away with more stealing. It's bad. I think you're going straight to hell when you steal things. Other people work very hard for that.
People need their Chapel Roan limited edition vinyls from Urban Outfitters.
It's way up there on the ranking for me of bad things you can do. Straight up theft. Real bad.
Baseball, only 1 game today. Mets and Brewers, 7 o'clock. Royals, Tigers, Padres all advanced. Yesterday, Guardians will play the Tigers starting on Saturday. I was reading this thing today about the Tigers doing all of this on a ridiculously small payroll.
It's incredible.
So, look, they got Javi Baez on this team.
Sucks.
He sucks, he's hurt. He's out for the season. He's mm-hmm. making $25 million this year alone.
Okay? Bad contract,
too. That's a bad contract. That's a lot of money. Kenta Maeda, who they went out and got during the offseason.
Also, not playing.
He's making $14 million this season, but he was so bad this season, they left him off the postseason roster. The combined total roster salary for this Tiger team
in the playoffs is
$18.8 million. The entire team, $18.8 million.
Which, be conservative now, because you know this better than most, probably studying or taking a glance at payrolls going into a given year. There are some teams that, and Cleveland's been one of them, right? Some years, Cincinnati. Some years, Baltimore. A lot of years recently, Baltimore. Way down there where their payroll is what, around 30, 35?
Well, no, the A's had that this year, but 40, even the smallest A's, payrolls now usually don't get below $50 million.
Yeah, but it wasn't that long ago where there were maybe 2-3 years ago that was still below 50, maybe below 40 for the lowest. You're talking $18.8 million.
And this is a team that just went on the road, eliminated the Astros. They're going to move on and play the Guardians. $18.8 million. Timmy, here's my question to you. How many individual players in Major League Baseball made more than $18.8 million this season?
Well,
in the game.
It's, you just gave me one, and Baez plays for the team and is not playing.
He plays for the team. That's one. But how many players across Major League Baseball make more than $18.8
million? I'll say 75.
62.
62.
So you overshot it.
Yeah.
62 players in baseball make more than the entire team's payroll right now of the Detroit Tigers.
And what's the playoff roster size? 40? What's the playoff roster?
Isn't it the same?
Is it not the same? Well, there's a 40-man roster, right? But is it 25, right? 25? Well,
right. I mean, it's not 40-man roster for the playoffs.
No. That's... You have to hit the point at the end of the season.
Or I lose my mind.
Knock it down.
I look at Ted and he just looks at me with this blank stare.
Now he's researching.
Like I'm just naked over here. It was 25.
That's a couple of teams is the point. More than a couple of teams.
Yes. Two whole rosters worth of teams.
That's crazy.
What's the active roster now in Major League Baseball, Teddy?
He doesn't
25
know.
Or 27?
He's still looking.
This is
Ted. Ted, you're still Googling. Ted.
The postseason, it says you must submit a 26-man roster.
20, see?
Extra guy.
There you go.
It was 25 prior to 2020.
Okay. Thanks, Teddy.
Back to you.
Thank you.
That's dynamite. Great drop in, Ted.
An A-list, speaking of that, an A-list Hollywood actor is a huge farter. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. And traffic is moving a little slow on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. And we've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 from Johnstown Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino and their 12,000 square foot ESPN Bet sportsbook. It's been rebranded. What does that mean? That means it looks the same, except there's a new sign on the outside. But it's a wonderful sign. They have all the action that you need. Food, drink, slots adjacent to the casino. Loose women at the loose slots adjacent to the casino. Scotty Vegas is there, coked out of his mind. All the action is at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. That's where T-Bone is today. He didn't go down to Alabama for Furnace Fest.
No.
He's at the casino. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you see about what this Sunday is going to do for us weather-wise? See how hot we're getting this weekend?
It's mid-80s, right?
We're going up to 84 degrees on Sunday. Is that devastating?
I've been told that people enjoy that. I'm sure Teddy's going to be clicking his heels. Right, Teddy?
I'm going to love it because then, unfortunately, the next day it's going to be like 70, I think.
Oh,
and then
my
it's going to be
God.
Down to the 60s.
70.
So,
and in the 60s.
Sunday.
What are we going to do?
Outstanding.
Maybe
Sunday.
We live in the Midwest and it's fall. I don't know.
I mean, come on. 84 degrees as we get into October? That's not sweet.
That's awesome.
That's wrong.
Where's Bone at when I need him?
Where
he's
is he?
He's in Hillbilly Land. Go down to the Alabama with him.
How hot is it down there?
He's going to a furnace. That's where he's going.
I saw this today. Kelly Ripa has a podcast. You don't have enough things to do. It amazes me, these people that have tens of millions of dollars. You got a television show with your husband. It's like, I need to do a podcast too. The podcast is called Let's Talk Off Camera with Kelly Ripa.
What a concept.
What a concept. The director of Men in Black and other things, Barry Sonnenfeld, was on the podcast with Kelly Ripa. Apparently, Will Smith has a little bit of a problem that we weren't aware of. At least I wasn't aware
of it. Not slapping people in the face.
No, this is something else. So This is back when they were filming Men in Black. It's, you know, Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones. There's a sequence where they're both in a transforming car that travels at hyperspeeds and flips over.
Oh, yeah.
In order to film the sequence, the two actors had to be hermetically sealed in the pod that was being used for the car. So here's a quote from Barry Sonnenfeld. There are locks to prevent it from opening and falling. I say, roll camera, and I hear Will Smith go, oh, Jesus, so sorry, Tommy, so sorry, get the ladder. And you hear Tommy saying, that's fine, Will, no worries, Will, don't worry, Will. Anyway, I don't know what's going on, right? So we race the ladder over. Tommy reaches his leg out as the ladder is coming over, races down the stairs. And what happened was, Will Smith is a farter.
Of course.
It's just Some people are. And you really don't want to be inside a very small, hermetically sealed space with a Will Smith fart.
With a Will Smith fart.
You don't even want to be sitting next to him at the Disney Ranch. We evacuated the stage for about 3 hours, and that's incredible. No, he's, you know, a lovely guy, just he farts. Some do, some don't.
Well,
no, we all fart. Normally, we have some sort of sphincter control around other people.
Or we do it before we go into work. Like, I don't choose to fart uncontrollably between 3 and 6 today.
I mean,
I like to do mine in the morning.
You and
I
are locked in a hermetically sealed room pretty much right now. We're in a soundproof booth. If I wanted to let one rip right now, it's gonna hover in here.
And you know what? I think Jacob Reimer, I think Rhyme Time might be a farter, because there were a couple of bombs that I walked into Saturday. And you know, it's the same type of thing. Even though our rooms aren't very well soundproof, they're supposed to be, they are fartproof because they have a good enough seal on them that if you throw a bomb around here, even back like in the hallway, there's not a whole lot of circulation. So that fart is just going to stank and it's going to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one that, maybe I'm doing him wrong, maybe it was somebody else.
No.
He was one of the two guys that was around. And I think he might not have thought that anyone would go in that room editing for a while. Maybe he let a couple slip and I got to catch it. That's how it goes.
I walked in a certain employee, I'm not going to name any names, but right after they used the bathroom. And I felt it was safe because it was a number one. But some people, when they go number one, they also just let it all out. They start farting.
Why are you choosing now to not out this person?
Because it's, you know.
I see.
Never mind.
Yeah, I see.
Never mind.
I see. Well, you know what?
Teddy's farting over there right now.
I think Ted is the one that does that.
Hey, I'm in here by myself. I can do whatever I want, right?
Yeah. There's been some times where I've come in there to try to pop on the fourth microphone and something
it's in your mouth.
Didn't really sit right. Something didn't feel right.
Sometimes it's just a little, you know, I think body odor throughout the day in here, you know, because there's a lot of us in here. Sometimes it gets a little warm in here. People coming in and out.
I'll tell you this.
It just needs a refreshing in here.
I'll tell you this right now. I will take a good fart any day of the week over body odor, over classic BO. There is nothing.
It depends on the odor.
Just funkified like that. That is,
there's different types
awful.
Of BO. For example, recently I had a little bit of an issue where I was around somebody who had tremendous O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just tremendous.
Like, and no deodorant O
No, now you're thinking of, you have an idea of what this is, but it's not that. It was almost like I've never washed the clothes that I'm wearing, ever.
I understand that smell too. Yep.
It's almost like a dead corpse. I've never smelled a dead corpse.
It's just,
but
it's stale.
It's not, it's beyond stale. It's almost, it's choking you. where you can't breathe.
It's like an air punch.
I'd rather take a horrible pit smell than the no washing of the clothes smell. And then there's the cheese smell.
There is a body odor type of stench that goes beyond BO, and it starts to mix with a little bit of cheese.
That's right. Yeah.
Because there's things that are starting to ferment.
Yes.
You've probably got residue that's building up in certain crevasses.
Ted, remember that guy that we met that was growing a mushroom out of his forehead?
Yes. No. Oh, God. Oh, man.
So you're saying you'd take the farting over the BO. I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, the farting kind of goes away, you know, at least, you know, maybe it takes a minute or two.
Apparently,
right?
The Will Smith fart takes 3 hours.
Well,
they shut the thing down for 3 hours, Teddy.
That's special.
That's
special.
I don't understand that, because what were you describing? It was the scene. I love those movies. They're classic. I've shown those to Jack. We have a good time watching those. Tommy Lee Jones.
How fine Tommy Lee Jones was with it.
I know, right?
Like, it's okay. Will.
I'd be like, Jesus, Will, again?
We're trying to work here.
How am I supposed to chip with this going on? So they're doing the car scene. I'm likening that to one of those silly little simulators like you see at the museums. Is that kind of what you're thinking of, where it's airtight, you're in a thing, it's going to move around.
They had to seal it up.
They had to seal it. They're probably strapped in, and then CGI, they take the straps off, and they're just in the Ford LTD.
But I like the statement, Will Smith is just a farter. Some people are. It's not that day he just happened to have something wrong with him. We've all been there. Had that one day where it's like, man, what did I eat? I got something going on.
Yeah, he seemed to really put it on
this,
him. Yeah.
This is a regular occurrence.
Like, Will's a farter. He likes to fart, or he just can't stop farting around people when it's time to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. I saw that. I felt the need to share it with you.
Yeah, as you do.
Fat Boy Food Tip! Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's on southbound 270's off-ramp to I-70 on the west outer belt. Police and emergency crews are on scene, causing some stop-and-go traffic from Cemetery Road. And we have over an hour delay due to an accident that's blocking three lanes on westbound 670 before 71. Traffic is stop-and-go there from International Gateway. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Oh, look what happened. Fish handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
All right.
So Morning Juice, 8:33 tomorrow morning, AJ Hawk, Buckeye legend, will be on the show. Rothman and Ice, you can hear them from noon to 3, 12:33, Brady Quinn from Big Noon Kickoff. And just a legend in all things, Brady Quinn. You know who else is a legend?
Yes.
F-bomb Jen Winters. I thought you were coming in here. Are you next to Ted in there? I can't see you.
Gotta flip it around a little bit. I'll go in there. Okay. Right. Okay. Jeez Louise.
You come in here. Don't drop F-bombs, though, when you come in here.
She gave a Jeez Louise, though.
Jen's very excited to tell you about a restaurant that she loves. It's time for Fat Boy Food. Yeah!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
Before we get to Jen's restaurant recommendation, our fine friends at Levy Restaurants, they do all the food for the shot, for Ohio Stadium. For every single home game, they have a new burger. They call it a competition burger. This Saturday is going to feature the Bourbon Trail Iowa Burger, combining a fresh beef patty topped with sliced ham, pimento cheese, brown bourbon sauce, and cornbread dust. Try the Bourbon Trail Iowa Burger at the Taste the Competition Burger Carts located at Section 8 on A Deck and Section 12 on C Deck. And every single home game, they have a new burger just at those places. Section 8, A Deck, Section 12, C Deck. Just look for the competition burger.
All right, so I tried the burger today. The guys from Levy, they once again knocked it out of the park. The thing of it is now is they've given us so many different unique burgers. I laud the concept in the first place for doing some different types of burgers. It's easy to get into that rut of it's the same old thing. Lettuce, pickle, tomato, onion, some variation of all that.
Is Iowa known for their like bourbon trail, though?
I don't know. The way that I take this is I can go down that Utah road where you had a line in the song about pastrami and cheddar cheese on the burger. I don't know if there's really anybody else other than Crown Burgers in the Salt Lake City area that does that, but naturally, I will just associate that with Utah. So if we ever have the Utes coming in, they're going to need to do a burger like that because it's awesome. But this one, nice. I like that it's got, you know, a different kind of meat than a beef product, so you have a little bit of a change-up from the beef patty. So you get that slice of ham.
Just as long as it's not bacon, right, Jen?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Stupid.
Sorry.
Jen, that's just it's a bad take.
It's not a bad take.
It's good.
If you don't like bacon, then it's not a bad take.
What about ham? This was like a Canadian bacon. Your thoughts on that?
That's a slimy and gross.
No, don't like it?
No.
Not liking bacon is like not liking a hamburger. Not liking a hot dog.
I like hamburgers. I like hot dogs.
Of course you do.
It's more of the smoked flavor that's in it. It's off-putting to me, and I don't like it. I don't need your criticism. I live my life. I'm weird.
Do you like barbecue? Or is it all smoky things you don't like?
I like barbecue. There's just something I've never liked bacon.
All right.
Well, anyway,
I'm going to let you live.
Anyway, though, to finish on the burger, the jam had a nice little tang to it. And cornbread dusting? Yes, yes, yes.
So, like,
great.
So they just, like, grind up?
Crumbled cornbread.
Yes, crumbled corn. Okay. I would actually prefer some corn milk. We've been talking about milking the corn. I'm talking about that today.
Maybe you can do one of my favorite side dishes that I've ever had comes from one of the Kansas City barbecue joints. And it's a creamy corn bake.
Oh, I love cream corn.
How good of a sauce would that be on a burger?
Underrated. You know who's got a good creamy corn?
Who?
Hyde Park's got a good.
I've never had that.
If you're
there.
Going out for a nice fancy meal, they got a delicious cream corn at Hyde Park.
Oh. Needs to be hot, almost. Right.
Jen wanted to come in here to talk about her favorite restaurant that doesn't get enough street cred.
No, it's just something that I've had a few times. It's right around the corner from here, next to the rail, which is I love the rail.
I'm fighting with the rail though.
Why?
Because they got rid of
the
really thin shoestring fries.
Yes,
and I love those.
Yes.
And they got rid of them.
Got rid of?
Yeah, yes. And they make their own ranch in house, and so I would get the fries with the side of ranch, and
Hold
it was
on.
Like. The best thing ever.
Before you talk about your spot, how do you get rid of what you already decide as your fry?
Well, they had another fry option. They had like a thicker
sidewinder fry, I think is what they call
it. What the hell is a sidewinder fry?
It's one of those where they take like an entire slice of a potato, they deep fry it, it's split, and it's like covered in the Rallies type of seasoning.
Oh, okay, fine.
Which is fine.
It's a roasted potato.
Yeah.
It's a wedge.
I love the little shoestring fries are the
best,
man.
I got the image in my head now, Jim.
Yeah,
I got rid
of those.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But all right. In the same little shopping center, it's a chicken salad chick. And I call it fancy lunch sometimes because, you know, it's fancy. You get it on a croissant. But there's so many different types of chicken salad out there. Now, Timmy, I know you. Yeah, the mayo.
You know me, right,
I know,
Jen?
Yes, yeah, you don't care for mayo. But
you can force feed it to me.
But I think, though, they make it and they don't have it. It does not swim in mayonnaise.
It's fresh.
It's fresh. Like, they have millions of types. I was telling Common Man out there, I was like, they've got a spicy kind. And then you said, do they have buffalo chicken? And I said, yes, there's a buffalo chicken kind. There's just your regular old, there's barbecue.
Would I like it? If you took me there one time, I tried that with you. You think I would find an option like the buffalo or the spicy?
I think so, because they do one where it's buffalo and the spicy. So it's got jalapeno in it. And they put a little bit of ranch dressing in and bacon bits.
How much are we talking? What's an average ticket cost?
Like $13-14.
For but, just a sandwich?
Well, you get the sandwich, you do the chick meal, and you get a sandwich, and then you get a scoop of either another type of chicken salad, or they have a grape salad that's lovely, or a pimento cheese. They have a spicy salads. And a... It's like,
I don't like fruit in no, my crap.
There's no crispy fry. They don't have a fry.
They have chips.
They have chips.
But, I mean, that's why I call it fancy lunch, because like it's like ladies' girls' lunch is what I equate it to.
Well, I don't know
is
why
it all
you
women
have to...
in there?
No, like, but, I mean, it's chicken salad chick. It's very dainty. It's geared definitely more towards women than it is men. But
we have
they
to break down these barriers, Jen.
Really, really good sugar, frosted sugar cookies. Mm-hmm. And occasionally they'll have different types of like cakes and other stuff like that. It's just, I like it. I enjoy it.
All right. We'll have to go.
You should go.
You should invite me.
Yeah.
I want to go with you.
Oh, God.
I don't want to go just be a virgin walking in there because I won't know what
to
do.
Well, I've never gone inside. I just order online and pick up and leave because I'm weird.
It'll be a funky experience for
both of us. Both of us.
Now, when you go pick up your food there, do you get your food or take other people's food like you do with the Jimmy John's?
I go through the drive-thru line and I tell them my name and they give it to me, unlike Jimmy John's, where I just go in and ask how they read the menu and if there's mayo already on
just
the sandwiches. And then I just grab a bag.
She just grabbed the bag. Didn't even have her name on it. It's not like they messed up.
I didn't even look. I was like, but it was like 3:00 in the afternoon. Who else would be ordering Jimmy John's?
Don't most of these pickup services, there's no security checkpoints.
How dare they?
Aren't most of these spots just doing the online orders and they just set it up on a shelf? And you really just walk right in, you just see a name,
literally,
like, oh, that's me,
I take
it. I
didn't even look at the name, I just thought it was mine and
I
took it.
You just stole somebody's lunch.
There you go.
Why don't they keep that behind? You have a quick, like, hey, I'm so-and-so.
Because they don't want to be bothered, because they're making other stuff.
Be bothered? You're working.
That Grandview Jimmy John's, just low-key, there are two people in there, and they like to fight with each other when you go in there. It's awesome.
They don't like it, huh?
They don't like each other. And I love going in there.
It's like dinner
there.
And a show.
It is. It's so fun. And it's really uncomfortable when
you
go in
Jimmy
there.
Jimmy and Bobby.
So I highly recommend the Jimmy John's on 5th and Grandview.
Just,
if you like drama.
Just for the drama and entertainment.
It's really good. It's like live Real Housewives of Grandview. But
it's like the shadow box.
Yeah.
Is it two women?
No, it's a man and a woman. So I don't know if they're dating.
Maybe they're married.
I don't know. Maybe they are, but it's just like I go in there and I'm like, oh, someone's getting in big trouble today.
Honey, I said the veto. Not the Italian nightclub, the veto.
Rachel Maddow doesn't want mayo on her sandwich again.
Oh, can't read the menu. Rachel Maddow's here.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
Thank you, Jen.
God bless.
Degenerate Timmy is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 25-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking three lanes on westbound 270 on the South Outer Belt between 23 and 71. Emergency crews are on scene there. We have a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Happy to be wrong, which is good because they're always wrong. This is Man and Bone.
Bone is out. Timmy's here. Teddy's here. Degenerate Timmy coming up in mere moments. I did make a little song for Timmy today about his time as a child in Utah. I guess not a child. You were a senior in high school, right?
I mean, I guess I still was a kid, right? I was a teenager. Well, it was a really good song, though. That's the more important thing.
If you miss the song, I'll play it again during the 5:00 hour. So hide your kids, hide your wife.
Oh, baby.
I'm going to be playing the song. Also, I want to talk about stupid Gary Bettman. Remind me of that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually T-Bone's here to help you lose money, but Timmy's here to help you win money. Degenerate Timmy.
Degenerate
Timmer!
Picks for the weekend.
Degenerate Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Ohio Health. Go ahead, Timmy.
All right, man. Thank you so much. So let's wrap our minds around this Saturday's game, Iowa versus Ohio State. An over-under of 45.5 points. Now,
over.
You're taking the over right over. Away. My advice was going to be to go opposite of that.
That's fine. We'll go oppo taco.
We're going oppo
I'm
taco.
I'm saying go over.
Oh, okay, you're not going to take the expert's advice. It's degenerate T-Bone / Timmy. You think the Buckeyes are going to roll?
No, I want to hear your thought process. Go ahead.
You look at this one, and you're looking at how strong of a defense that Iowa has. I'm seeing a couple of issues here. I'm not making too big of a deal out of this yet, but Will Howard didn't just have the one interception. He should have had a second interception. I think that might be a little bit lost on people. He threw a football that was right in Malik Spencer's eyeballs on third and goal. It's a play that has to be made. And I'm not saying it's going to change the outcome of the game, but it's making that first half a little bit more dicey if the guy comes away with the ball. And then on fourth down, the Buckeyes score a touchdown, which give Will credit for that, too. He came back from it, then had the horrible pick. But when you look at what Iowa's defense has been doing as a whole, you look at what Ohio State's defense has been doing as a whole. I'm not throwing up any red flags here, folks, that are saying Ohio State's going to lose this game. I do, however, know. We all know collectively from experience, sometimes we can get a little bit lost on just picking the Buckeyes to win by 40 or 50 points every week. I myself can be victim to that. And then you hit a certain point in the season where it's that first Big Ten team. Maybe it's that first bit of physicality where you have gut check time for your offensive and defensive line to find out what that game flow is going to be like. I think this could be that first type of game for the Buckeyes,
Timmy,
today. So I take the under.
You make a lot of sense,
Timmy. But I'm going to take the Ohio State cover as well, as that
what's
point
the spread?
Has come down to 19.5.
Take it.
I'm taking that. I'm keeping that in the under, though.
I'm still banging the over.
Points.
I'm taking Ohio State to cover. I'm banging the over.
Because I can see this being something like a 28-7 type of performance for Ohio State. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People nationally might look at that and say, oh, didn't win by 45, didn't throw up 48 or 50 points. That's not the way football always goes. That's not how it's going to go every single game, start to finish. So that's my thought process on Ohio State and Iowa, which we got the Saturday 3:30 kickoff, of course. We do a little Thursday night football here. I love checking out the Thursday night football game. That's really one of the first times of the week for me personally where my fingers head towards the betting apps and I see what the spreads are. I don't like the spread. That's my own personal advice on this one. Tampa Bay and the Atlanta Falcons, I would say steer clear of that. A little bit unsure on what this Falcons team under Kirk Cousins.
You said you don't like the spread, but you didn't tell me what the spread was.
I'm sorry, it's 2.5.
Okay.
It's 2.5.
You're confusing the hell out of me.
No, I'm sorry. It's Atlanta -2.5. I don't think you should touch it. I think you should just stay away from that one altogether. I think this is a perfect opportunity to have a little bit of fun with one of the anytime touchdown score parlays. It's a fun parlay. It keeps things going as the night goes on. You always have a chance, depending on game flow. I think if you just go with a nice, safe one of Bijan Robinson, I know he hasn't gotten in the end zone enough. I think we can all agree that's coming. This guy is a fantastic player. He's going to be finding the end zone for the Falcons. We go there. We go Drake London, who is emerging as one of Kirk's favorite targets. He's been in the end zone 2 of the 4 games. And Mike Evans is super reliable for Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right there, you're already looking at a +850. So all you got to do is put $10
all
on
that.
All
you got to do, and then you're a millionaire. Right, Timmy?
Right,
then you
right.
quit your job.
Yeah, right. Just like Scotty Vegas would do it. Just put $10 on that,
yeah,
and you're good.
He just puts $10 on it.
God, I heard him talking about a bet on their show today. He was out there at the arena when they were doing the Jackets training camp. If you guys missed that, Dean Evason was on. They talked to a bunch of guys.
He was helping to produce.
He was helping run the show when he was there.
Yeah.
And he talked about a bet that his brother made that was a $100 bet that got him $15,000.
God bless.
Betting no home runs, right? Trying to pinpoint baseball games earlier in the season that were going to be no home run games. Very hard to do. I don't have anything for you there. Typically, you could have some opportunities in postseason games when guys get tighter. You watch, but even yesterday, if you tried that in the O's Royals, I might have suggested that. And then Cedric Mullins had the one solo shot. It was a 3-run baseball game, but he knocked you off the board.
Still had a home
run.
You would have lost the bet.
Still had the home run. You would have lost that. So it's dicey, but that's why those odds get long.
Who do you like tonight? Brew, Mets.
I like the Mets. I like T-Bones, Mets. That would be the pick on the money line for the New York Mets to go forward.
I'm going
to
say Mets had their opportunity last night.
And they lost it.
They blew it. And I'm saying those cheese curd MFers, they're going to get it done tonight.
I hope.
And they're
going
to celebrate with Bob Uecker. He'll piss his pants again.
Uh-huh. How old did he just, what did he hit now? 95?
Mid-90, something like that.
Something
like
that. And he had the piss in my pants
but
joke.
But when they clinched the division, he said, I just peed my pants. Now he's joking.
Is he?
I don't know.
I mean, now would be the time if champagne is all over my pants.
He's actually 90. Just 90.
Oh, what a scam.
Young guy.
90.
Young whippersnapper. Jimmy Carter.
So good luck. Bet well. I was saying good luck to everyone that's betting. Bet well.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, or bet horribly and listen to me.
What's next? If you like football, I have a little nugget that's sure to make you happy. Coming up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit an hour slowdown due to an accident that's blocking three lanes. If you're on westbound 670 before 71, police and wrecker are on scene. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and 71. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
I'm Buddy Webb. Timmy's here.
Man,
I got a stat for you. You ready?
Oh, hit me with a stat.
Today, this is yesterday. Ben Stevens, who cares?
Which
some idiot
Brad
tweeted
Stevens?
This out. No, Ben Stevens. He tweeted out, today is October 2nd, 2024, yesterday. It's the last day without a college football or NFL game until November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving.
Maction.
Starting tomorrow, which is today,
mm-hmm.
55 consecutive days of football. Now, these are not always good matchups, right? You have college football tonight. You have NFL tonight. Catch it here on ESPN Columbus, mm-hmm. starting at 7:30.
Yep.
Where's ESPN Columbus? 1460 on the AM dial or the Fans HD2 or live on the Fan app. That's where you can find it. We got football tonight. There's going to be Big Ten football and other football tomorrow, which I've talked about this and I've talked about it with Adam Rittenberg. I actually like Big Ten Friday night football. I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it. I think the atmosphere is great on a lot of these campuses that maybe don't see Saturday night games where they're the principal game that people are watching on a regular occurrence. You know, we had it Rutgers last week. When was the last time Rutgers had your attention?
Right.
Right?
Well, this has coincided with a good thing because you've got a couple of these Big Ten programs that are starting to elevate a little bit. And obviously you're having more good teams join the conference. So you've got some more product to move around, right? You want to find a good primetime spot for some of these teams because you've got more of them now. There's only so much that you're going to be able to get in front of people's faces on a Saturday.
You know, these schools, they bitch and moan. We don't want Friday night, like Michigan said it, Ohio State said it, now Nebraska's come out and said it. First of all, shut up, Nebraska. You do what we tell you to do. But all these schools, they love the money that comes for these television packages. They mm-hmm. love it.
Yeah.
But the prospect of playing on a Friday night, no. I may have to shut down classes for the day. All right, do it once a year. I'm not saying play every Friday night. And the same thing goes for Ohio State and Michigan. Stop complaining. You do it once a year, that's good enough.
Yeah, it's just one time. It's just once. And as far as what Ben tweeted there, he's actually a friend of the Buckeye Show now that I saw
Who's
what tweet
guy?
You were referring to. Ben Stevens, Big Ten Ben, my guy.
Who does he work for?
Who do you play for? United States of America. He's with the Sports Grid, one of those betting sites now.
Oh, the Sports Grid. Teddy, yeah. The Sports Grid.
Yeah.
Right? The Buckeye Show gets those big time guests from the Sports Grid.
We don't care about affiliation. We care about how funny you are.
I get it.
What
All
kind
right.
of work
I'm sure
you do?
I'm sure he's a very good guy.
Guy loves Nebraska.
I can't wait to have on Brad Stevens.
He's great. Yep. So you've got Maction that's going to take over Tuesdays and Wednesdays. What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do if you're the Mac? This was a plan that they developed years ago
to
try to
play.
Get a day that could become their thing. And you know what? For diehard college football fans, it worked. It has become sort of a funny, lighthearted thing mm-hmm. to just look out for it. Oh, in Tuesday night in October, it's matching time, baby. Degenerates like our own Scotty Vegas, they can bet on them. They can go to a spot on a Tuesday or Wednesday now if they happen to be out and some live football is going on. It's on ESPN. You can watch it. It's not the worst thing in the world. Let me ask you while we're talking about this with the NFL.
Yeah.
Where are you with the dueling Monday night games? They stagger the start. They're doing more of these. I think three, maybe four this year.
I don't mind the two games. What I do mind is that they're essentially going on at the same time. Yes, yeah. They're scattering your, what is it?
Staggered,
Staggered, that's right.
You know, 45 minutes apart
the
from
start,
kick times.
But to me, you start a game at 7 on the East Coast or Central Time. Then you start a game at 10:15 out West. That, to me, makes more sense.
So, and they've done that. They've tried both. So I guess this is just what they've decided on with their research to try to maximize the ratings. And
I mean, is it really as simple as, well,
you pick your favorite game, essentially, is what you're doing, right? You're
instead of just having one dog game, we have a chance to have an alternative for you. Like, what was it? It was Bills and Jags.
Right.
Awful.
And we didn't pay any attention really to either of them this last week, did we?
Well, the first game, Miami-Tennessee, awful. What was the second? Ooh.
I think it was Jags and Titans or something like that. I'm trying to pull up the schedule.
Seattle,
and the Lions and the Seahawks.
Lions.
That was a good game.
Detroit, good game.
Detroit didn't throw an incomplete pass.
That's right.
Titans-Dolphins sucked, so you got to say, okay, cancel this one out. Don't need to pay attention to this one. They'll keep the score up there for whatever reason.
Yeah, the first game, you're watching Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
And
Huntley.
Tyler Huntley.
Huntley.
And then you tune into some actual good quarterback play in the nightcap. Well, they're both the nightcap. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Dolphins, you got some issues.
Speaking of a team that sucks, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Doug Peterson, yeah. There's a report by NFL reporter Jordan Schultz. Do you have him on the show?
Yes.
Jordan Schultz? That the Jags are completely rudderless and that Doug Peterson has lost the locker room. Says he was told by more than one player that Doug Peterson has lost the locker room. Doug Peterson has responded to this report.
Hmm.
He said, I would know. I talk to these guys every day. I see them every day. And no, I have not lost the locker room.
That's what you think, Doug.
I think these guys have done everything I've asked. They continue to play and practice hard and battle. And it's a good group. The right leaders in there. They know what we need to do. They're not making excuses for it, and I'm not going to make excuses. We just got to do it.
Doug, I hate to tell you this. We're talking about you behind your back. We don't like you. Please leave.
This goes back to, like, maybe he lost the locker room, maybe he didn't, I don't know. But the fact that Doug Peterson thinks he's in a position to judge whether he's lost the locker room or not.
I've won a Super Bowl.
They'll
tell me what to do.
But that's the problem. Look, once upon a time, there was this thing called the pandemic. Tell a story. Children, once upon a time, they sent us home. We couldn't go to work anymore.
We stayed home for a year.
And
we won't mind if you look around.
Stop it, Terrence Mann. Don't throw me off. I'm thinking of something right now.
Come on. This is the job. You got to do it. You have to fight through it.
No.
Timothy Busfield just walked in front of home plate.
Don't distract me.
Come on.
They sent us home. All right. Bone stayed at home for a long time. I was fighting to get back in the studio, which I eventually did.
When you say that, didn't you guys come back together?
No. No. I came back first.
And you were sitting in the studio because you were alone in the studio.
Yes.
And he, okay.
I wanted to get back into the routine of coming into the radio station every single day. I decided I did not like being at home.
I remember that about you.
I couldn't get in the rhythm. I couldn't, you know, look at Ted's face every single day. I judge a lot of where I'm going on this show based on looking in Ted's eyes.
Which a lot of times he's not looking back at you.
I know. And that's frustrating when I'm just looking at the side of his head. Stop hiding from me, Teddy.
Do you have to log the spots all segment long?
Oh, man.
Punch him in and be done with it.
I'm behind the monitor now.
A lot of programming going on over here.
My point that I'm trying to make that I'm making very poorly is that when I was in the studio and Bone was at home, his energy was probably 30% lower than it would have been if he was in the studio.
Yeah.
And I would bring this up to him and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds the same to me. Because eventually, and I say it, you can't smell your own ass is how I eloquently say this. Where if you don't take a shower for a really long time, like for the first few weeks, you're going to smell yourself. You're gonna be like, what smells? Oh, that's my ass. I haven't showered in weeks.
My pits.
But eventually, if you continue not to shower or clean yourself, you're going to get to the point where you just stop smelling yourself. It doesn't mean that you don't smell to other people.
And other people will smell you even more.
That's right. It doesn't mean they can't smell you. You've just gotten to the point where you've become so immune to it, you can't smell your own ass.
So, Doug Peterson, stinky.
Doug Peterson, much like T-Bone when he was at home, my energy is the same. No, it's not. You've just been at home so long, you can't smell your own ass. Doug Peterson may have lost that locker room.
Something's different.
But he can't smell his own ass.
Obviously, something must have come in here. Something has made Trevor Lawrence suck.
And he is bad, isn't he?
He's not what they wanted him to be.
Well, they signed him.
And that's
him
a problem.
To
and you
big
have
extension.
To keep riding it out, too.
Didn't they make the playoffs the last 2 years? So Urban leaves. Doug Peterson comes in. It's a breath of fresh air.
And they
finally
flat.
Win some games. And now they look like they have no clue.
Yeah, they're 0-4, and look, they went on the road to the Texans, but that's life in the league, right? That's why it's a problem for teams like the Cincinnati Bengals and people that want to stay on their side, just want to snap their fingers and think that they're going to wake up every single year. But I'm saying sooner or later, this is going to come back to haunt them. Not trying to make their situations the same, but even for a team like Jacksonville, you've got to win games that are there for you at the time being. They've had a difficult schedule to start with 3 games being on the road.
I know that, but love how we look at
you
Texans
can't beat
now.
You can't beat the Browns at home with what the Browns' issues have been.
We look at the Texans. And obviously, they had the fantastic year last year.
Right.
And they're a pretty good football team. But going to Houston, what are you going to do?
I know what you mean.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't beat them.
Trevor, if you can't go head-to-head and be the better quarterback at the end of the day than C.J. Stroud at this point...
You're supposed to be.
You should.
This is the stage that you're in your career.
Exactly. You've got more time under your belt. You essentially would like to give C.J. that quick little chat of, hey, you know, be well, man.
Oh, man. Dude, let me tell you something.
After the game is done.
If looks could kill,
Caleb Williams.
Like, dude,
okay,
don't
for
you
sure.
little bro me. Get the hell out of here.
Effort.
You've been here for 5 minutes. You're going to tell me, keep my head up. You're going to be a good one in this league. Shut up.
I know. I think CJ regretted that one right away after how everybody took that.
The Browns offense is bad. How bad? I'm going to tell you. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 90-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking 3 lanes on westbound 270 on that south outer belt between 23 and 71. Traffic is stop and go from Allen Creek Drive. And we have a 15-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between 161 and 11th Avenue. And a small slowdown on eastbound 670 from Neal Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. Hey, jump in the YouTube chat. Join our friends slash degenerates. Just go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, jump on in. Also, follow Common Man's Basement. There is no live show coming up tomorrow, but maybe next week I'll do something. Timmy's here. Brown's bad. I saw this. The Browns are the only team in the league without a 300-yard game, having topped out at 297 yards in their Week 2 win over the Jags.
It feels like it.
They're also averaging only 3.86 yards per play, which is dead last in the NFL. Bone and I talked about this on Monday. Bone's a big, you know, Brownie fan. And
but he's kind of waning on them, I think, with his fandom, isn't
he? I don't know if he's waning on them. He's just becoming indifferent. And that's what happens when you have teams that frustrate you year after year.
Yeah, and they make the quarterback decision that they make for all sorts of reasons.
But look, we talk about number four, Deshaun Watson, and how he sucks. And he does. Deshaun Watson sucks. He especially sucks when you factor in how much money you're paying him. You know the story. But this team is worse than just Deshaun Watson being bad. This is Amari Cooper forgetting how to catch a football. This is David Njoku being out with the ankle. This is, you know, an inconsistent running game, bad decision-making, Kevin Stefanski calling weird plays.
What do you call that timeout for right before a fourth-down play?
We haven't even talked about the defense yet. We're focusing here on the offense. The defense was supposed to eat people on a weekly basis, and that really hasn't happened. Now, Nick Chubb was back at practice yesterday. Limited, though. Don't expect him to ride in on a horse and save your season. That's not going to happen. This team is lost right now. They're the only team in the NFL not to have a 300-yard game. And what are we talking about? That's a pretty low benchmark for today's NFL.
Yeah, that's a low bar. That's a low bar.
There are teams, the 49ers, Seahawks, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Colts. They've done it in every game they've played this season.
I mean, just the fact that people are starting to have real conversations about the top line quarterbacks that they would want to go after in the 2025 draft should tell you everything you need to know about what the hopes are for this team this season. And you would have never, I'm weary about this game because I know how I am about my own team, but this game coming up Sunday at 1:00.
You got the Commanders.
Very intriguing. They're going on the road to the Washington Commanders, who have obviously been an uptick team with a new coach, seem to have a different attitude altogether, and they got a quarterback that is very awesome. He's better than Deshaun Watson is now, and he's in his rookie season.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Better than he is now.
Of course, yes, I'm saying, but that should be a surprise, right? That's not what you wanted here with Deshaun Watson. He's two years out of football.
But take Deshaun Watson out of it. Jaden Daniels is playing like a top five quarterback in this league right now.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying he is. And he's playing like one.
And it's probably not going to hold up throughout the entire season. Now, will he still win Offensive Rookie of the Year? I would almost think he's a runaway for that right now with how good he is compared to Caleb Williams. But we'll see. Top five quarterback, if he just kind of hovers around that top 10 by season's end like CJ did when he was a rookie last year, that'd be incredible. But they got to go on the road to the Commanders, who are a good team. I'm not just guaranteeing that Washington beats them now because this is the NFL and switches get flipped all the time. It doesn't take all that much when it's grown men against grown men, professionals versus professionals. But man, do they have problems. The fact that They couldn't do it against the Raiders. They couldn't do it at home against the Giants. That was worse. It just a lot seems similar in the game scripts between the Giants and the Raiders. Just not getting the job done, not making plays, just bad mistakes, untimely mistakes, just losing football plays. And what did they do? They lost both of those games.
You know, I said this on Tuesday. I was wrong on Tuesday, but I'm right now, Teddy. 1 week from today, right? Okay. 1 week from today.
It's 10.
Stop. YouTube's going to kick us off. Stop it. Jackets open up the regular season. 1 week from today.
That's right. On the road at the Wild.
I happen to have the projections from USA Today here.
Oh, boy.
Their prediction is bad for the Blue Jackets.
Fourth to last?
Last in the Metro, 60 points on the season. And last with a bullet. They have Rangers winning it with 109 points. Then it's Jersey 98, Carolina 96, Philadelphia 93, Washington 92, Islanders 88, Pittsburgh 86, and then the Blue Jackets at 60. Here's the good news, though. They think San Jose and Anaheim is going to be worse. Not by much. San Jose, 58 points. Anaheim, 56 points. Now here's the point in the segment where I say, what do they know? Right? What do they know?
Well,
it's a season of adversity. Can go one of two ways. Really, really bad, which is what we all kind of expect. Or this team is galvanized and they go out there and they surprise us with some good hockey. Now, we were talking to Rimmer yesterday. What does that mean, good hockey? Does that mean a playoff team? In all likelihood, no.
No.
But that doesn't mean we can't have moments of growth that excites us for the future.
Exactly. But we seem to be on the same page. It would take a lot. I mean, they would have to come up with some kind of 11-game win streak.
Can I tell you what it would take?
Do something crazy. They play with emotion.
Obviously, well, you can play with emotion all you want if your goaltending sucks.
I know.
Like it has been.
Well, he's got to play with emotion. That's going to take him to a different level of play.
He can play with emotion.
It's got to be Elvis.
And suck. He has to be good
to
play with emotion.
Yes, he does. And that obviously is going to be a big sticking point with how good this team can be. Are they going to be a bottom three team like everybody expects them to be? I would say if you even compete for the 8 spot, that would be the start.
You've had a successful season.
For the 8 spot. I'm not expecting them to get into the postseason. I think that's unreasonable considering the tragedy and losing your best player right now. And you look at the hockey side of it. You just want to see some fight.
Away the hockey side of
you want to see some fight.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a more veteran dressing room now. But again, it's going to come down to goaltending. We've been saying that for years. I'm actually shocked that Elvis is still on this team. And I think a lot of people around the team are shocked that Elvis is still on this team. But he is. He's the goaltender. You have to deal with him.
I'm pulling for him.
Well, I mean, you have to pull for him. What's the alternative?
No, I just mean, in a personal sense, and I'm pulling for this team in a way that I don't think I found myself pulling for him. Like, it's just...
Well, of course, we're all pulling
I think everybody in the city feels that same thing, where maybe in the past, it's been just about hockey and you've been frustrated with it and frustrated with management and how they haven't been able to perform at that level that you want to see. But this has been just so awful and it humanizes it so much that I think you're going to see, they've always had good crowds show up, right? You've always seen fans in Columbus support the team.
Many more than they should have had.
But I think it's going to be at even a different level and people are going to be really behind seeing where this group of guys goes. And maybe that's not ultimate success on the ice this season, but hopefully, like you said, it's laying the groundwork. Some of these guys that are going to be winning roster spots. I think that's what's interesting about the preseason, seeing the roster spots that are up for grabs.
I think it's going to take some time, though, for fans to feel like they're at a real game.
Yeah.
Where they're going to be. It almost reminds me a little bit, without being in that building yet, it reminds me a little bit of after September 11th when people started to go back to games.
How do we do this?
It's like, well, do we still act the way that we did? Is it okay just to be nuts? And I think initially for the first couple home games, there's going to be that feeling where it's, oh, do I do the dancing? Right? Are we doing the kiss cam? Are we doing all that?
Are we
blasting the cannon and doing the
It will normalize and it'll be okay. But I think initially it's going to be pretty strange, especially on opening night.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. And look, you guys have had your chances so far here in the preseason. If you guys want to go out and support this team, the ticket costs are very, very low right now because it's preseason
hockey. I think tonight's the last home preseason game.
You got the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah. Last home preseason game tonight. The NFL may tweak kickoffs again. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 10-minute delay on westbound 104 between Groveport Road and 71, and some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between East Broad Street and I-70, and expect a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Ackerman Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Man, we were just out there talking. Tyvis is out there. We're trying to, by the way, Timmy's here.
Well, I do enjoy a good game of ping pong.
We're trying to set up Matty Ice with a young lady. He's receptive to this. We're not pushing it down his throat. He wants this to happen.
Yes, he's looking for the next level.
So Tyvis has a friend, his wife has a friend, and we're trying to do a little love connection. Chuck Woolery is going to show up, and we're going to try and put them together.
So you said Tyvis has a friend and his wife has a friend. We're not talking about the same girl.
This is the same girl. Tyvis' wife has
friends
a friend.
Friends of both of them. Okay.
Yes.
Are there any backups?
There's a couple others in the hopper.
All right.
But we're going to see how it goes with...
We have a pecking order.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
There's one little hiccup, though. All the women that Tyvis' wife seemed to know are tall.
Why is that a hiccup?
It's not for me or Maddie. Maddie's like 5'8", right?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's taller than that, maybe.
5'8".
Okay, all right.
It's 5'8". But sometimes taller women don't like the shorter guys.
Right, like Jessie. Or she's very
Jessie
Spano from Saved by the Bell, guys. She's 6'2".
I have
feels
no
weird
problem
about herself when she's with a shorter guy.
With tall women, I would love to climb them.
Giants would
yodel
be
at the top of the mountain.
Giants would be phenomenal.
But some of the women
6'4".
Some of the that I don't have a limitation.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the woman's limitation.
Right.
Some just don't feel comfortable with shorter men.
No, I get that. I understand that. Well, then that needs to be explained to her.
I explained it.
What the gap is.
Yeah. I think she's like 5'10".
Oh,
so she's not humongous,
no.
But...
Talking about a point guard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when I was in high school, there was this girl that I really liked. She was 6 feet tall. And we got along great.
Okay.
To the point where I asked her out. And she said, no, I just don't feel... I like you.
Oh, you got along great as friends.
Yes.
You misread... Or you thought you were picking up signals?
I said this is, I wasn't misreading it. She liked me. I liked her.
Got it. You
wanted. She was hung up on being taller than me. And she said, I don't think I can handle that.
You pursued and she withdrew.
That is correct. However, years later then, we ran into each other. And she apologized to me and said, would you like to give it another shot? At the time, I would have loved to because I've never... cross the 6 foot threshold.
But
I was in a relationship at that time.
You were fettered.
I was hooked up with somebody else,
yes.
And so I had to politely decline. But that was my one opportunity.
Oh,
now I'm happily married. That's disappointing.
I don't have
these adventures anymore.
So I think we talk about that too. Like if there was something that happened, if like the relationship status ever changed, we wonder now being 40-year-old men, what that's like, what that looks like. And I do...
I've talked with Matty Ice about this, and it's a real life thing. Once you get involved in your career and your job takes over, you move into your own place. All your friends that you were hanging out with in college, they've had significant others. They've maybe gotten married and had kids. It becomes harder. It becomes a harder thing to do. And when you are in your 40s, I honestly don't know how that would go, how that process would even begin. But I think if it were ever to happen, there'd need to be certain benchmarks that you would want to hit to even mess around with it. Like 6 feet tall.
Let's say,
or else what's the bother?
Sarah gets wise and leaves.
And goes with the milkman.
Right. Yeah. So she's gone and you're left to your own devices.
Yes, I'm saying I wouldn't do anything unless she was at least 6 feet tall. Why even bother?
So that's your threshold, 6 feet tall.
May as well just stay just alone and you sad.
You want a giant.
Yes, if it's not going to be a giant. Right. You know what? 6'2".
And your wife is short.
She's not short.
How tall is
5'8", 5'7".
Is she really 5'7"?
I don't think she's... I don't consider her to be short.
No,
short.
She's not. I didn't realize she was 5'7".
I'm a lot taller than her, but I'm 6'1", so...
Right.
I'm a pretty big guy.
But you'd sort of go Apo Taco, right? I would.
Yes. Yes.
I've told Kristen this before. Because we've had this conversation. Because when you've been married long enough, you just start having these hypothetical conversations. Nobody cares.
Right. It's okay.
What would you do if I died?
I would become a priest, honey. I'd become celibate and never touch anyone.
Right.
No, seriously. What would you do? Would you get someone who looks like me?
I said, first of all, I wouldn't want anybody. No one could my desires like you fulfill my desires. However.
Physically and mentally.
If you forced me... You must be in another relationship.
Right.
I would go the complete opposite of her. I'm not having another blonde white woman. I told Tyvus he's taking me to the ethnic aisle. He's introducing me to some fine women. That's what I want.
You're going to hang out with Tyvus.
I am going to hang out with Tyvus. Yeah. I want him to show me around.
I wonder how that'll go. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is I have a wife who's alive now.
No, we're past that problem. I thought we were living in a hypothetical.
Oh, we're living in a hypothetical.
Here.
I see.
We're living in the hypothetical world. I'm taking this trip down the what ifs with
Tyvus,
you.
What would you do? Tyvus, if your wife just
okay.
vanished, would you do similar looks wise or go completely opposite?
Rip those right off of Ted's head.
If my wife vanished, okay. No, I don't. Even though my wife is like one of one,
of
like,
course,
she's,
we all have to say this.
It would be so hard to replace my wife. Like I don't think there's no one that can ever replace my wife. She's
absolutely
just that special.
Would you just now we've gotten that disclaimer out of the way. Let's have a real conversation.
If I would not date. Well, see, it's different now. It's different. I would have to find a woman that's like. Good with children because
of course
I have
it's different.
Two daughters now, so like it can't just be anybody anymore. Like,
okay, adding responsibility to this.
Isn't that what I gotta think
no,
about?
No, this is a strictly superficial conversation.
We're asking for a type, Tyvus.
My type,
a type.
Would it be the same look as your wife? Or would you go opposite?
Actually, no. I would go like darker.
Darker?
Yeah, I would go for a dark chocolate. Yep. Blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice is what they say. Just saying.
See? There this is go. What I wanted to know.
Yep. Darker.
We can double.
There you go.
Just bring one for me. Thanks, Tyvus.
I'm just trying
to. You're welcome.
I'm just trying to envision you at the club wearing a track jacket and your
Why
hat.
Why do I have to wear the track jacket? What's wrong with what I'm wearing right now?
I couldn't
track somebody right now.
It's great. It's great.
I got a good job.
You have a great job.
I got a good job.
Make a lot of money.
I talk to people on the radio. Wear a nice watch. Look at that.
You take care of yourself. You get haircuts.
I get haircuts. That's right. I trim my pit hair.
You manscape?
I do all of it. The NFL may tweak kickoffs again. They're not happy with the action they're getting because right now a touchback takes you to the 30, and I guess teams are just saying, well, what the hell? We'll bypass the new kickoff rules and kick it out of the end zone and start at the 30.
We're noticing this.
The NFL is saying, well, you know what? We want action. So maybe if we move it to 35.
Yeah.
I think they should. I think what's missing now. Is I love the kickoff action. So incentivize the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
make the action happen. Also, either narrow the goalposts or raise up the crossbar, because these field goals are becoming too easy for these kickers.
For place kicking on one.
Yes.
You're sick of seeing Younghoe Koo just like hit from 60 yards like
it's just an afterthought
flick shot. Yeah.
It's like, oh, 55 yards? Whatever.
No, I'm with you. And as far as the kickoffs, if it's going to be out of the game, then you have to keep changing it. Because what's the point? I say move it up to the 35, possibly even move it up to the 40. Like, whatever you have to do to force them to run the play.
And if you kick it out of bounds?
It's at the 40.
I know it used to be at the 40. Now they just shoot you dead.
How about midfield instead of the shooting dead?
How about your own 20? They instantly are in your red
zone. You're in the red zone.
That's right.
You kick it out of bounds, red zone.
They're in the red zone.
I mean, the comeback attempts would be so much more dramatic and so much more fun that way.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Slow-moving traffic is causing a 20-minute delay on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue. And you're going to hit a 15-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and 270. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples prints anything you need for your business, like banners, flyers, and signs. And Staples will beat any price quote. Print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Offer ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print or staples.com/price match. For price match guarantee. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Normally, Timmy Hall is hosting the Buckeye Show, but Timmy's with me tonight. So it is Tito, Jeff Didoff, and your friend and mine, Tyvis Powell.
Oh, you guys. Man, Timmy.
Did you hear the song that I made for Timmy earlier?
No.
I didn't hear it either.
You didn't hear it either?
No.
All right. I'm going to make a song about you next, Tito.
I can't wait for that.
No, I don't want you to
help
me. I can
do backing vocals.
No. I don't want any of that. I'm going to write a story about your life, a song about your life.
That's fantastic. Is
which
it gonna be,
which
is
parts it, are you going to leave out?
You ought to have,
I'm not leaving out any part.
Sound like you have like Bob Dylan write it and make it like really slow.
Oh, he lives by a river.
That could be a good starting point for style.
The man stolen for food.
Like now, ballad.
I went sort of rockabilly country-ish on this one. It's about Timmy, when he was a senior in high school, moved out to the state of Utah.
Right.
And he's told me this story many times because he had a really tough time there because the Mormon kids didn't like him.
The whites.
Wait, you got bullied by the Mormons?
They didn't like you?
No.
You were in high school?
Their names were white.
Oh, okay.
and they were white.
They were also... Wait, the Mormons bullied you? Did they have Mormon gangs?
Oh, man.
When they ice you out, T.
I was going to say, man.
Those Smiths are banging all over the place.
So I wrote a song about Timmy's adventures in Utah.
All right.
So let's give it a listen.
A nice clean boy moves to Utah, tries to meet new friends. The LDS kids are very cautious. He tries not to offend. The nice clean boy is a bit of a talker. He comes on way too strong. The Utah lads need a bit of a buffer. The nice clean boy don't belong. Oh, Timmy, you simply don't fit in. Oh, Timmy, your skin is just too thin. Oh, Timmy, won't you shut your mouth? Oh, Timmy, move back to the south. They put pastrami on their burgers. Those Utah folks are strange.
Caffeine's bad, but guns are good. It's hard to make this change. The nice, clean boy has a famous neighbor. His name is Jerry Sloan. The Utah kids don't like the black folk unless it's Karl Malone. Oh, Timmy, you simply don't fit in. Oh, Timmy, your skin is just too thin. Oh, Timmy, won't you shut your mouth? Oh, Timmy, move back to the south. To be a Buckeye radio star, spends his days shopping at the Sam's Club. His time in Utah leaves a scar. Loves to play a game of ping pong, a silver chain on his chest. Wears his watch on his right hand, but jerks with the left. Oh, Timmy, you simply don't fit in. Oh, Timmy, your skin is just too thin. Timmy, won't you shut your mouth? Oh, Timmy, move back to the south.
It's a banger.
That's well done. Got employee of the month written all over it.
Who's the last time you got a gift? Employee of the month?
He's never won, have you?
I won like the first 2 months I worked here. So it was within the first year, couple months.
Okay, I got you.
So it's been over 20 years.
That's ridiculous, right?
No, it's not ridiculous.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. I don't need it.
I get what the award is, but
my vote doesn't count. So
you don't even work here.
Technically.
Me and you both. I would have like 7 or 8 by now.
But part-timers are not eligible.
I'm not even a part-time. I don't even get paid.
It would literally have been me and Ryan Baker back-to-back every other month.
You think so?
Yeah.
I
did vote for Baker once and I was yelled at.
You didn't get yelled at for
Yes,
that.
I did because he's part-time. You can't vote for him.
Your wife yelled at you?
No, that's your voice, isn't it? Everyone who tells me something now.
Why can't we have a separate division, like FBS and then FCS?
I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, I don't
have a national championship
because
for them, too.
I ain't no FCS type of guy.
I should be former employee of the month every month, I think. How many of the former employees came back that work here now?
How many stints have you had?
Several.
Well, when you've eliminated all shame from your body.
Wait, oh yeah, I don't. Yeah, of course, I don't care. But like, no one else has done. Like, Neft isn't doing things.
That's not true.
Who?
Bo was let go.
Bo who?
Bo Bishop. By the way, that's the most offensive thing you said about Bo. Put him in the same category as me.
He was let go.
You're right. He was.
And then he was brought back.
You're right. So it's me and Bo with only two. No one else.
I don't know about
right. Like, Pork Chop's not getting any.
He was let go. You ask him.
I was close.
He had another. Being
let go.
I was hanging on by a thread.
Were you really? This is depressing talk.
Here
at 97. What?
We have talking there.
We have two separate conversations going now.
Do you know? Yeah, he did. That guy did. I didn't start that conversation. He did.
That was you. Shut up, Tino.
No, it wasn't me. You said I was always hanging by a thread. I said okay. Didn't want to be rude. Had to address it.
Northwest. Why don't we invite Dom Tiberi in here, too? Why not?
Hey, Mikey, want some licorice?
What's coming up on the show tonight, Tito?
Oh, my gosh. Andy Katzenmoyer is with us also. I'm going to talk to these two defensive guys about how they would attack this Buckeye defense, where the holes are potentially for teams to do this. We're going to talk about the defense Ohio State played last week. They played a different style for a good chunk of that game. And then also, I'm going to ask them which Big Ten team scared them as players at Ohio State.
Buckeye show coming up next. Back page.
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy, how many of you guys enjoy a nice Breyers vanilla ice cream?
It's fine. It's not my go-to, but
just fine.
You give it to me, I'll eat it.
Well, there is a nearly $9 million settlement against Breyers customers who bought natural vanilla flavor in the past 8 years. You could be eligible for a cash payment. All you got to do Because the reason was...
It's not real vanilla?
It's not real vanilla.
Those bastards.
They alleged that the ice cream company falsely advertised vanilla on its product as if the flavor came only from the vanilla plant, when in actuality it contained non-vanilla plant flavors.
Oh.
So you could...
I was tricked!
False advertising.
Tricked. You could get up to, I don't know, $8 or something in a settlement pay if you could show a claim with a proof of purchase.
Who the hell has proof of purchase on that stuff from 8 years ago?
That's the
thing. You get $8.
That's the thing.
It's payable in installments for the next 20 years, and then you call J.G. Wentworth, and they give it to you all up front.
Cash free coffee.
But they're gonna take most of it. Right. You get $2 out of it.
Call J.G. Wentworth.
Best commercial ever.
877 Cash Now.
Best commercial ever.
Buckeye Show's next. See you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for an accident that's blocking three right lanes on southbound 270 on the west outer bell at Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. It is stop and go from 33. And there's a 15-minute delay on westbound 670 between International Gateway and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight as week 5 of the NFL season gets underway. It'll be the 3-1 Buccaneers on the road in Atlanta to face the 2-2 Falcons. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that game on ESPN Columbus starting at 7:30. In hockey, the Jackets have just 2 games left on their preseason schedule. Tonight, the CBJ hosts the Penguins with the face-off at 7. Our pregame coverage will get started right here on The Fan at 6:45. Then tomorrow night, Columbus will wrap it up in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. The Blue Jackets will begin their regular season campaign in Minnesota 1 week from tonight. And in baseball, we have just 1 game left in the wild card round. That's in Milwaukee, where the Mets face the Brewers. First pitch is at 7. Tonight's winner moves on to face the Phillies in the NLDS. This update is brought to you by Germain Toyota, the best selection of new and used cars in Central Ohio. View their full selection of vehicles online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog and she would play with its
Leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm. He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior. That
doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth. Mm-hmm. And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of
just course. The tooth fairy. You don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.